With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Something new might be happening with driver's licenses in California. Under legislation introduced in Sacramento, licenses could soon have a third gender option. In addition to using the letter M for male or F for female, the letters NB may be added for people who are non-binary, that is, someone who doesn't identify exclusively with either gender. The push for this change started with Sarah Keenan of Ben Lomond. For KAZU, Samantha Clark reports.
Sitting at home in the Santa Cruz Mountains, Sarah Keenan flips through an old photo album. She points to a picture from her sixth birthday.
Well, when I look at these old pictures, the first one I see is of me standing in my family's dining room in a party dress. And I'm smiling, but I'm miserable.
Miserable. Because she looks like a girl, but doesn't feel like one. She says her parents forced her to wear that dress as a condition of having the party. Keenan was born with female genitalia, male genes, and mixed reproductive organs. Back then, she'd be called a hermaphrodite. But today, the terminology is intersex. Her anatomy doesn't fit the typical definitions of male or female. Her adopted parents thought she was born a girl, so they raised her like one.
I can remember being about 4 or 5 and knowing that I should be a boy and knowing that something was wrong.
Keenan shows me another photo, one from when she was a teenager.
That's me in a library, and you can see I'm quite tall. I'm 15 in this picture. I'm wearing a bra because girls are supposed to wear bras when they're 15, but there's really nothing for the bra to hold up.
She didn't develop breasts, so her parents took her to the doctors. After some exams, they found out she was intersex. Keenan had surgery, but they didn't tell her it was to remove testicular tissue.
When I was a teenager, my diagnosis was hidden from me. I wasn't told. I was told that I was 100% girl, but missing the piece of chromosome that makes puberty happen. And that was a lie.
So she continued to live life as a woman and then married a man. It wasn't until she was 48 that a doctor confirmed her suspicions. She was intersex. It's not as uncommon as you might think, says intersex advocate Georgianne Davis.
Every single person on this earth has encountered an intersex person. There's just no way they haven't.
Davis is a sociologist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. She's also intersex. She says the government doesn't track the number of people born this way, so there's no solid data, only unreliable estimates.
Estimates ranged from 1 in 2,000 to 1 in 140. So as you can see, even from those estimates that are often used, they're just so different, so it's hard to even offer a solid estimate.
Davis says the common response from parents and doctors is surgery, like Sarah Keenan had, to align the child's sex to male or female. But she also sees times changing.
It's really today's youth that are really pushing forward and challenging society to change their understandings of both sex, gender, and even sexuality. And of course, they're standing on the shoulders of previous generations of people, both intersex activists and beyond, who have sort of paved the way.
Activists like Sarah Keenan. Being intersex, she identifies as neither a man nor a woman. Rather, she's non-binary. For Keenan, knowing was liberating, but it also wasn't enough. What she wants is for society to recognize that there are more than two genders.
Let's just be proud of who we are, and let's invite society to acknowledge that we exist, that people between male and female are naturally occurring members of our society who have every right to a legal designation that acknowledges their existence.
So late last year, she became the first person in California and only the second person in the nation to have her gender legally changed to non-binary through a court order. That opened the door for State Senator Tony Atkins of San Diego, who introduced a bill creating this third gender designation on California driver's licenses. Next, Keenan plans to fight the federal government for a non-binary designation on passports. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.